It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, 911 emergency systems down in multiple states.
All North Carolina units, please advise for having 911 issues.
The outages affecting millions. We're live with the very latest. And hot ticket item, soaring sales for weight loss drugs creating shortages across the country.
We are working so hard every day to make sure that we increase that capacity as fast as we can to get these medications in patients' hands.
What drug companies are doing to keep up with the demand. Then, next level, Orlando Bloom is putting his limits to the test. The actor goes to the edge for his extreme new docuseries. He'll tell us all about it straight ahead. And icons only, legendary filmmaker Martin Scorsese in talks to develop a Frank Sinatra biopic. Which Hollywood A-lister does he want to fill the role? We've got details in Pop Star today, Thursday, April 18th, 2024.
From Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Today, Tim's head.
From the West Liberty Salem High School.
In Ohio.
On our senior trip.
Visiting from Winchester, Kentucky.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Athens, Ohio.
And Westfield, Massachusetts.
From East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
On my bucket list trip to the Today Show.
Celebrating our 49th anniversary today.
We've been friends for over 40 years. And we're celebrating our 60th birthday, and it's today.
Woo! Oh, we want to be in that number. What a nice bunch. Welcome back to Today. So happy you're with us on this kind of drizzly, rainy, misty Thursday morning. But nonetheless, got a great crowd.
Thank you.
Little shopping bags with her name on it. That was nice.
Very cute. All right, we're going to get out in just a bit. It's a busy morning. Let's get right to our news at 8 o'clock. Residents in at least four states reported 911 service interruptions overnight. It left emergency responders scrambling, and it comes amid recent warnings from Homeland Security that 911 call centers could be the target of cyber attacks. NBC's Erin McLaughlin is here with us now. Hi, Erin. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. The 911 outages impacted parts of four states and at least one major city, Las Vegas, where residents couldn't get through to 911 on cell phones or landlines for 2 hours. There was a full statewide outage in South Dakota, and in Nebraska, landlines were getting through, but several cell phone carriers were down. The cause is a mystery. One police department in Del Rio, Texas, releasing a statement saying, quote, "We are aware of an outage with a major cellular carrier affecting the ability to reach 911. This issue is with the carrier and not the city of Del Rio systems. But we need to wait and see if this was a carrier issue or perhaps related to how 911 calls are routed. While this does not appear to be an issue with Verizon, we should note we have reached out to major carriers like AT&T and T-Mobile and have not heard back. This all comes, of course, as the State Department of Homeland Security has told officials to be on the lookout for cyber threats.
All right, Erin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Moving out to Capitol Hill, where the president of Columbia University took a firm stand against anti-Semitism as she testified in front of a House committee yesterday, even as pro-Palestinian protests ignited emotions on campus. NBC's senior Capitol Hill correspondent Garrett Hake has more. Garrett, good morning.
Hey, Savannah. Good morning. And yeah, Congress has taken a notable interest in how elite universities are responding to this recent rise in anti-Semitism on campuses, holding hearings with Ivy League university leaders again yesterday as events half a world away fuel campus debate and in some cases hate. As pro-Palestinian protests spread from coast to coast this week, New York's Columbia University has become the latest flashpoint in the debate over rising anti-Semitism on college campuses and in the peace protest movement, with some Jewish students saying they feel unsafe.
We feel targeted as Jews and pro-Israel students on campus.
There's a lot of anxiety around campus, and I think a lot of students don't feel protected, both my Jewish peers and my Arab and Muslim peers.
The Ivy League University's president testifying before Congress Wednesday, even as protests flared on campus.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
Administrators pressed to respond to some of the most appalling examples of anti-Semitism.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Columbia's code of conduct? Mr. Greenwald.
Yes, it does.
Ms. Shipman?
Yes, it does.
Dr. Shafiq?
Yes, it does.
That exchange, notable after the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard's presidents stumbled over the same line of questioning last year, ultimately resigning their posts.
Calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign.
Some questioning Wednesday focused on the commentary of certain faculty members.
Support of terrorism is acceptable if you're a Columbia professor?
Not at all.
While some Democrats criticize the Republican-led committee for being more focused on creating viral moments than on protecting Jewish students.
This committee has held three hearings on anti-Semitism on college campuses. But not one of these hearings has considered a bill to actually address the scourge of anti-Semitism.
Columbia University has a long history of political activism, and those protests are continued overnight and are expected to continue through today. Now, that House committee says they will continue their investigation and expand it to more college campuses. Savannah.
All right. Garrett Hake, thank you very much. The NBA has handed down a lifetime ban to Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter for several serious gambling violations. Porter is accused of betting on games, passing health information to gamblers, and also claiming illness to influence a wager. The league says he made more than $20,000 in profits.
If you have ever accidentally left something in your Uber, you're not alone. So thousands of items are left every single day. And now Uber is out with its annual list of the things that get left behind. Number one, clothing. That's no surprise there. Then luggage, followed by headphones, wallet, and jewelry. Now, as for the most unique items left behind, here's a few. A frontal hair toupee.
Okay.
Hot sauce and a breathalyzer. Two containers of spiders. And a burrito steamer. Of course, there's also the pet turtle.
What's a burrito steamer? And what is a burrito steamer?
I don't know.
You heat it up.
Can someone let us know?
That's something that's important.
Maybe it's delightful.
Yes, it seems good.
All right, coming up in Pop Start, see how Jennifer Garner kicked off her birthday celebration with a fun fashion statement.
But first, weight loss drugs, they're soaring in popularity. Prescriptions are getting harder to fill. Christine Romans with more on what the drug companies are doing to keep up with demand.
Guys, it's amazing the demand for these kinds of drugs. I mean, red hot right now, and a lot of indications there could be serious health benefits for taking these drugs. But we're going to go behind the scenes to how one manufacturer is trying to keep up with red hot demand after the break.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with today's consumer demand for weight loss medications is booming, with Eli Lilly announcing this week its drug Zepbound may also improve sleep apnea.
The medication is already a hot item, so hot that some people are having a tough time getting their hands on it. NBC's senior business correspondent Christine Robins is here with an exclusive look at how drug makers are keeping up with it. And I see, too. Yes.
I know. It's like plastic gold for some patients, really scouring the pharmacies trying to find them. The big problem Eli Lilly is facing right now is a shortage. Both Zepbound and Mounjaro, which is used for diabetes, increasingly hard to find at the moment. Thousands across the country, tens of thousands, really, not able to get their prescription dosage filled. And that could last maybe for months.
All across the country, America's relationship with weight loss is undergoing a dramatic transformation as drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound are changing the game. Their popularity is exploding, with sales soaring over $11 billion in 2023 compared to about $4 billion the year before. And now demand is exceeding the supply. Here in North Carolina, a multi-billion dollar all-hands-on-deck push to churn out Mounjaro for diabetes and Zepbound for weight loss. A massive investment to bring injectables from this brand new Eli Lilly site to your pharmacy.
So people, consumers out there who really are eager for these drugs will see product from here at their pharmacies in the spring, in January? And
sometime next year, for
sometime
sure.
Sometime next year.
Not soon enough for the nearly 80,000 people now taking Zepbound in a shortage just 5 months after being approved by the FDA. It's the drug some Wall Street analysts say could drive the weight loss drug market to $100 billion a year.
Is that a function of just demand that is so great for these drugs that you're really scrambling to keep up?
It is the demand that's causing this. And again, we are working so hard every day to make sure that we increase that capacity as fast as we can to get these medications in patients' hands.
Amanda Chella says this new class of GLP-1 weight loss drugs has changed her life.
It has been a game changer. Food noise is unrelenting. It's when all of your thoughts just completely revolve around food. And the GLP-1 medications, They shut it off like a switch for me. And I feel free. I feel like I'm no longer ruled by food anymore. I feel like I can just live my life. I feel normal. And with the Zepbound shortage, I'm not willing to struggle again. I'm not willing to suffer again.
But it's become a part-time job to fill her prescription.
I just Googled Walmart Pharmacy in New Jersey, and I just went down the list and I called every single Walmart in the state of New Jersey. Nobody had it. So then I started focusing on Pennsylvania, Philadelphia specifically. No one had it there either. I tried a few mom and pop shops. I've tried hospital pharmacies. I could not find it within the state of New Jersey.
When do you think Zepbound will be in, better supply?
For the near term, we are going to be in this limited availability, which may cause delays across some of the doses for both Mounjaro and Zepbound. Outside of near term, Karen, it's very challenging to predict when, it's going to be full on. So I would say that just for the near term, we are expecting limited availability.
But thousands of patients, like Amanda, facing the risk of having to start all over again months down the road.
All right, so these drugs are not simple to use. You have to start at an initial starter dose, then you work your way up to what's called a therapeutic dose. I've got a starter dose of one kind of drug there, a therapeutic dose of the other. Now, if that dosage lapses, you have to start all over again at the beginning. And people who aren't able to find their dose, they should talk to your doctor about what your other alternatives are. But, you hear these patients who are like jumping back and forth between different prescriptions, hoping that maybe a different kind of drug will be easier to find. It's pretty disruptive, but I think it shows just the demand for these drugs is so, so strong.
Mm-hmm. And has been for years.
Yeah.
So, got to catch up.
Thank you, Christine.
Nice to see you guys.
We appreciate it. All right, Mr. Roker's got a check of the weather.
Yes, indeed he do. And we can see showers and thunderstorms through the midsection of the country where we are looking for a risk of some severe weather, some wet weather also through the Gulf. Showers moving out of the Northeast into New England. Today, look at this, down in southern Texas, 90s on into the Southwest, 30s and 40s up through the plains, 80s and 90s down through Florida and on into the Southeast. In fact, we could be looking at some record highs through the Southeast, severe storms in the Mississippi and upper Ohio River valleys, cool and damp here in the Northeast and New England, and the West is best with plenty of sunshine and seasonal temperatures. All right, don't forget, you're heading out the door, Sirius XM Channel 108, but it is the best time of the morning right now. Pop Tart!
Thank you very much.
Laura jumped out because she's going to go see a school recital.
Coming
back for the 10th.
Good mom, yeah.
I would have made that my lead story had I known. Instead, we're going to start Pop Start this morning with Leonardo DiCaprio. The Oscar winner is in talks to star in an upcoming biopic, and you'll never guess which Hollywood legend he will be playing. Well, unless you've been watching our show, we've been teasing it quite a bit. Frank Sinatra. According to Variety, not much else is known about the project when it comes to love and marriage. Fellow Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence set to play Ava Gardner, of course, Sinatra's wife from 51 to 57. Bringing it all to the screen, legendary director and Leo's longtime collaborator there, Marty Scorsese. Marty's been set to begin this venture after he wraps his current project, which is about the life of Jesus.
Wow.
Which is intriguing in and of itself. So we'll give you more as we come to learn it later. Next up, Taylor Swift calling all Swifty bookworms as all the tortured poets are waiting for the release of her next studio album, Mere Hours. We have a special pop star announcement this morning. A new book is in the works by longtime Rolling Stone writer and music historian Rob Sheffield. It's called Heartbreak is the National Anthem: How Taylor Swift Reinvented Pop Music. The book promises to deliver a deep dive into Swift's music and get to the heart of her lyrics, fan connection, and raw power. She's in some pretty good company. Rob's written some great books before, including books about David Bowie and the Beatles. Heartbreak is the National Anthem is set to hit shelves just in time for your stocking stuffers on November 12th. More info is at today.com. Next up, Crazy Rich Asians. There's a take coming to this big screen hit. Yesterday, Warner Brothers Theater Ventures announcing Crazy Rich Asians is headed to Broadway.
Ooh.
A press release for the show revealed it's set to be a comedy musical based on the best-selling books. No word on the cast yet, but we do know director John M. Chu is set to make his Broadway debut with the project. He's the man behind movies like The Two Wicked Ones and, of course, In the Heights. Ooh. So it's in good hands on Broadway. Next up, Jennifer Garner. Yesterday, the actor celebrated her 52nd birthday in style, sharing this fun clip on social media. Jen showing off her fancy footwork and writing on Instagram, "Fancy boots for my birthday." Happy belated birthday to Jen.
Birthday.
This was really funny last night and late night if you were up late. Chris Stapleton, the country music star, stopping by Jimmy Kimmel Live where he played a little game of Wing It and Sing It. This is where Jimmy had Chris sing a new song. He did it line by line, reading off a cue card, but Chris had no idea what the lyrics were about. It turns out the theme for this song was all about Chris's real life love for the show Full House. Chris seemingly really had a nice connection to the show Full House. He was very happy to see John. John's wearing his Chris Stapleton t-shirt and the crowd went nuts
cute.
There.
By the way, he still sounds good even doing that ridiculous song.
Yeah.
Like he made it work.
Oh, it was great.
Great
idea. It was really funny.
Guys, just ahead, look who's, I think, around the corner.
Living life on the edge. What's up, brother?
I know.
Good to see you, man.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. I'm surprised you didn't, like, swing in. I mean, he's got a reality series.
Hey, how are you?
You're crazy, some of the stuff you do on this show.
I mean, I'm certainly living life on the edge.
Yes, you are.
Literally.
Pushing my edge.
No, that good plug. It's called To the Edge. It's on Peacock. Lots to catch up with you about.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, guys.
Thursday morning, 18th of April, cheerful crowd. These raindrops are not going to get them down, and we're just so happy to have y'all here. And Orlando Bloom is out here, I think, somewhere. I was going to come out here and say hi to folks. We're going to see. Oh, there he is.
He's rappelling down the building.
Oh, my gosh. He just arrived. He just did an appearing act. To the Edge is the name of his thrilling new series on Peacock. And they mean it.
Yes.
Literally,
yeah.
He's on the edge. Man, so we'll talk to him about that.
Plus, our second annual Shop Today Travel Awards. Our team searched high and low for the best products for your next vacation. Adriana Brock is here with their favorites, including a whole outfit to take from the plane right to the beach.
Oh, I hope there's a QR code. Then renowned New York City chef Mario Carbone is whipping up a classic Italian favorite. You're going to want to make this for your family tonight. His secret to the perfect light spring crispy chicken parmesan.
Yum.
Cannot wait. And then ahead on the third hour, stars of the new show, The Sympathizer, Sandra Oh and Hua Shan Day here to talk about their new spy series telling the story of the Vietnam War in a different light.
Well, coming up tomorrow on Today, you know, we have mentioned Taylor Swift a time or two.
Is something happening?
Well, she's got a new album. I'm glad you asked. It comes out at midnight. Yes. But she's not the only one having a moment. So we're going to get into why this season is being called, ready for it?
Yep.
Pop Girl Spring. Are you here for Pop Girl Spring?
Wow.
Yes. So that's your Pop Girl Spring.
No, a Pop Girl Spring.
Is it ever not Pop Girl Spring?
You know, how about
Pop Girl
Spring?
Summer. Okay, yeah. I'm going for Old Guy Summer.
Okay.
How about that? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's show you, though I'm not going on tour, for our weekend. Some widespread showers through the Great Lakes and the Northeast. Florida heat continues. Chilly in the plains. Sunshine out west. Saturday, cooling down around the Great Lakes. More heavy rain through Texas. Beautiful out west, although some showers along the Oregon and Seattle, Washington coast. And then Sunday,
Beautiful weather, Great Lakes, plains, northeast, stormy down in the south, sunshine through the southwest. That's right, old guy summer followed by cargo dad pants fall.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
All right, up next, we are catching up with Hollywood star Orlando Bloom. He's played some pretty daring characters over the years. But his new Peacock show is all real and it is extreme. Orlando will tell us all about his thrill-seeking adventures. But first, this is Today on NBC. Oh, cutie!
With Hollywood superstar Orlando Bloom. On the big screen, he's conquered mythical creatures and dared to fare the seven seas. But for his latest project, Orlando is going eye to eye with some very real dangers. In his new Peacock series, appropriately called To the Edge, he puts his emotional, mental, and physical limits to the test. How did it feel, Orlando?
It felt like I was in a pressure cooker. That whole experience between wingsuiting and free diving and then the climbing being the final episode, it was like I was definitely pushing my life to the edge.
Okay, well, I want to talk about each one of these things.
Yeah.
But first, I just have to ask you, why on earth? What possessed you? Are you kind of an adrenaline junkie?
Yeah, to be honest, that definitely plays into an aspect of my character, I would say.
Yeah.
For sure, from childhood, I've always had a little bit of a risk taker. I think the opportunity here was for me to take those risks, but really learn how to be capable, how to learn from some of the best, like Luke Aitkins and Camila Jabbar and Will Truebridge, and also, you know, Mo Beck, who's like this adaptive climber, who's like just an insane athlete. And to be able to ultimately learn these things and push my edge, but also know that like I'm a capable human through it, and
yeah,
the risks are mitigated because I've followed protocols.
I'm like, keep rolling this video because I think this is just amazing. So what was the scariest thing that you did you think?
Look, they all have their own special sort of torture chamber, but
yeah,
I would say wingsuiting is something that like I learned to skydive in 25 jumps. My 26th jump was in a wingsuit.
Okay, so I didn't even know wingsuiting was a thing.
So yeah, that's that's where you're basically flying through the air at about 150 miles an hour. It's like a fighter plane.
Wow.
It's the fastest thing you can do as a human across the air.
Would you do it again?
I'd love to. Yeah,
it's
what I realized was that these are lifestyle choices. These are commitments.
Yeah.
You can't just like pick it up and put it down. You
yeah.
really have to kind of, you know, keep touching that thing.
Yeah.
And wingsuiting is particularly terrifying because things can go south very, very quickly.
Now,
in a matter
what's
of
this?
Seconds.
What are we doing here?
This is free diving. I dove to basically 102 feet, which is like
free diving is no. I don't see a scuba
there's
tank.
There's no tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 37 meters, about 10 floors. Maybe one tenth of the cries.
So how long do you have to hold your breath?
I think it was about 2.5 minutes.
Jeez.
But you can hold your breath for up to 5-6 minutes.
Okay, look, you got two little kids. You have your love, Katy Perry. What did she say when you're like, sweetie?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I'm gonna be in an adventure show and could die.
She's super supportive. You know, we both are of each other, and I think, look, the truth is, she may not quite have realized to begin with. I think she was like, well, listen, there's insurance. This is for a show. But I hadn't necessarily, I think it wasn't until I was coming home and she saw me like the look on my face yeah. and the feeling that I was going through because I think, you know, whilst of course, you know, there were measures taken to keep my safety.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend anyone doing this at home, by the way, any of it, unless you have absolute experts on with you. But I would say that she just was like, you know, I think this is going to be fine until she saw me. And then she was like, are you good? Are we good? You know, there were a couple of moments where I really was like, oh, my life really is in my hands if I don't kind of do this kind of correctly. But I had great teachers. So.
Yeah. And then it sounds like that was kind of sort of the point for you. Like being in that moment, maybe not scared that you're going to not live, but that moment of clarity.
Yeah.
There's an emotional aspect to that.
For sure. 100%. I think the ultimate takeaway for me in many ways was like, how am I, can I be so present in this moment to experience what is in front of me right now? And then in a highly pressurized, you know, when I'm just about to jump out of the plane or take a breath to go down or get ready to climb up. It was like, how do I condense that down and have that narrative play through my life with my family and, you know, all the rest of it. And in a way, I hope that this show encourages people to push their edge. I hope people, you know, look at it and go, well, you know.
Okay, that's Orlando Bloom doing that crazy stuff where he might die and he's, you know,
but what is my edge? What would it be for me? And, you know, the idea came out of that period of COVID where I was like, there's a lot of fear I could feel around me. And, you know, initially I wanted to do something more in the blue zone space with like people who are really good at living long and but clean and lives that, but that didn't
That would
really,
have been safer.
That would have been safer, but we didn't really get any takes on that from the studio. I was like, how about we throw you out of a plane? And I was like, okay.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing more of this. I mean, and you live to tell. So we know there's a happy ending. You think you're going to do your own stunts now more often? Are you going to be like, remember Tom Cruise and doing the motorcycle thing up the cliff?
Tom's insane.
Are you as crazy
as
that?
I do. Yeah, for sure. I would do all of that. But and I've always loved to do mine. But like this is this. Yeah, it was a yes, absolutely.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Orlando, take care. Be safe now. Thank you. Come on back. All three episodes of To the Edge are streaming now exclusively on Peacock, part of our parent company, NBC Universal. Chanel, over to you.
I'm inspired. My goodness. All right. Up next, Adriana Brock is here with Shop Today's travel favorites for spring and summer, including this do-it-all bag that could replace your suitcase.
It's a carpet bag.
And why am I whispering? But first, this is Today on NBC.
If you ever needed to be persuaded that bad things can happen anywhere, then take a journey with us.
From compelling mysteries to in-depth investigations, our Dateline episodes are available as podcasts.
Follow Dateline NBC now to get new episodes every Tuesday. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Great storytelling with a twist from the true crime original.
Join Hoda Kotb for a brand new season of her podcast, Making Space.
For season 5, I am making space to talk to people who are providing a sense of hope and inspiration when life changes course.
Uplifting conversations with inspiring individuals like NFL legend Drew Brees, singer-songwriter Ziggy Marley, and Today's Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie as you have never heard her before.
I found faith more viscerally, not because the bad thing didn't happen, but because it did.
I promise you, like me, will leave these conversations with some wisdom for your own journey, empowered and inspired to make space in your own life.
New episodes of Making Space with Hoda Kotb are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
To help you get ready for spring and summer travel with Shop Today's second annual Travel Awards. Our Shop Today staff reviewed more than 150 products. They did the work so you don't have to. They selected 51 winners across more than a dozen categories from easy outfits to travel tech. Shop Today editorial director Adriana Brock is here to show us the best of travel. By the way, we have some exclusive discounts for our viewers. So don't forget, you can scan the QR code to shop everything right now. You give us a little code, right?
And then yes, you get a discount. There's a discount code, right. Scan the QR code to get in on it. The first one is our award-winning best travel dress. Okay. This is 50% off, and I'm going to tell you why it's so great.
Okay.
This is your one-and-done outfit, and it's got adjustable straps for your along the shoulders.
Oh, that's good.
It's got an adjustable waistline. The best part, though, is, Chanel, it's got a built-in bra.
Ah.
So this is from a brand, Soma, which they're known for making bras and loungewear. So they've created like the perfect travel dress. It's made with a quick-dry fabric that's so soft. So this is great for warm
pockets.
Weather travel. It's got the pockets.
Like
it's got UPF 30, so you get a little bit of sun protection when you're wearing this.
Okay.
This got a perfect 5 out of 5 score. So we had to get 50% off for you guys because this is the one-and-done travel outfit.
Look at the price, $55.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, tell me about these.
Okay, so this is our award-winning sandal. This is our best budget sandal. This is from Reef, and we do have a discount on this. We have 30% off for our viewers. And what was really cool about this sandal is when we first looked at this, we thought, you know, it's got the platform. It's a little bit trendy looking. Is this actually going to be comfortable? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes.
Because sometimes they're kind of hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But feel how lightweight these are.
Okay.
And what we really liked about this is that it's got a deep heel cup.
Okay.
So that means you're going to get support and comfort all day long.
Okay.
So you get the lightweight. You get really good support. And what's really awesome, too, is like you could dress these up or dress these down.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like a two-in-one shoe that you can wear when you're traveling on the go, but you can also wear it with like a nice dress if you're going out to dinner.
Sure.
So okay. Best travel sandal.
These hats to me scream vacation.
Oh my gosh.
Like I just want to go somewhere. I don't
and
know where
I
I'm going to go.
I love this one. This is a longtime Shop Today reader favorite. Okay. And it's so affordable. It's just $25. This also got a perfect 5 out of 5 rating from our staffers.
Can I try it?
And what's, yeah, I want you to try it. Okay. But what's cool about this, it's not just it's affordable and cute.
Oh, that's
it's,
cute.
It actually is really cute.
Did I just sell this hat? I did. Yes. I should get a cut.
Okay, but look at this. You can, it's crush proof. So you could fold it up, roll it up, like bend it up. I literally had it in my purse like this all last week when I was on our cruise and it comes back into its shape.
Wait, so you wore this on
your cruise? I think we have a photo. I was on a cruise for 7 days and I was wearing it nonstop. Oh, there's my family.
Oh, that's really cute.
There's Mike and Ella. Actually, I have to give a shout out to Mike because he's celebrating a big birthday tomorrow.
He's my birthday twin.
He's your birthday twin. It's his big 40th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah, but see, this hat is really
great.
This is
cute. And you know, normally when you wear a hat on vacation, you have to wear it on the plane because you don't have anywhere to put it.
Exactly. So this one, just throw it in any bag. Okay. Right. Speaking of bags, this one for our best carry-on duffel, this one's really cool because it's a 2-in-1. It's actually a garment bag and a duffel bag in one. And with baggage fees through the roof these days, you really want a piece that can serve dual purpose. So I think we have some video of how this works. Okay. You open it up and it's a garment bag.
Oh, it's got all sorts of free shoes.
Yes, exactly. So you put your outfits in here, dresses, shirts, you know,
that's
suits.
Cool.
This is really good if you're going to like weddings or events and you need to like, you know, have your clothes not wrinkle up.
And does it fit the standard size, whatever it is for the airline?
It does. We tested it and it fits for most major airlines, their carry-on policy.
All right.
But we have 25% off this one. And with just a few zips, it turns into a duffel bag and you put your shoes inside,
too. Oh, that's cute.
So,
I like that.
Easy peasy.
Okay, last but not least, you were explaining this high-tech gadget here.
Okay, so this is the AirFly Pro. So this won an award last year for best in-flight gadget.
Okay.
This won again this year, but this is their newer version. So basically what it is, it's a transmitter and a receiver for Bluetooth audio. So basically the main use case is when you're in flight entertainment and you want to use your wireless.
Yeah, because they usually give you those headphones and the sound isn't as great.
Exactly.
So you can use your AirPods?
Yes, you can use your AirPods or your noise-canceling headphones. You basically plug this into the jack and you could transmit the audio. You could watch TV, movies, all your in-flight entertainment. What's really cool, though, with this new one, it's got 25 hours of battery life. It also can pair two devices. So if you're watching with a partner, your travel buddy, you can watch a movie together. Also really good for rental cars. You plug this in and you can transmit your GPS, your audio, all from your phone or tablet onto the car.
These are good.
This has a discount,
too. Thank you for doing the work. So we don't have to. You can scan that QR code or head to today.com/travel awards to purchase all of these products. And don't go anywhere. We have more Shop Today Travel Award winners coming up in our third hour. Oh, Carson.
Oh, hello. We got a treat here. The great Mario Carbone is taking over planet Earth. And we have him to ourselves this morning. A fantastic light chicken parm for you. He's going to show us how you can make it after this. But first, this is Today on NBC. This morning on Today Food, we got renowned chef Mario Carbone with us. He's one of the owners of Major Food Group, as well as the very popular restaurant Carbone. They're everywhere. He's here to make an Italian classic. But first, Mario's telling us about this ultimate event that's coming to Miami Beach. It's the third year of this exclusive star-studded supper club. Just describe this thing because it's in the sand in Miami. Yep. And people think of like a pop-up Carbone, but it's like it's that on steroids. It's such a cool setup.
Yeah, it's definitely a throwback. It's old world kind of like, you know, I'm an old soul. This feels like 1950s, 1960s supper club on the grandest stage. You know, it's like Roman emperor meets supper club. Major performance every night. Surprise. We don't tell you what it is.
Ton of celebrities. The beautiful people. It's race week in Miami.
Partner with our good friends at American Express. Yeah. And it's incredible.
How do you do the menu for that? Because you got Miami. You got people. We think people want to eat light because it's Miami. So how do you do the Italian food there? What do you serve?
I think you still want to do it celebratory, you know, so it's like cover the table in food just like mom would do. You know, you want to make sure that there's a generous amount, but everything is amplified. So like the desserts are this giant hat box that gets disassembled at your table. The raw bar is a huge ice sculpture. It's like almost medieval times.
Right. It is over the top and awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to it. We're going to do chicken parm.
Classic chicken parm.
Some people don't make this at home. They're a little intimidated by the process.
And they shouldn't be.
Yeah. You've got the cutlets.
Step one, pound your cutlets, but not too thin, right? You want to leave a little bit of meat little bit of meat there so you don't just dry it out and could be anything.
Yep.
Use something other than your fingers to bread it. Otherwise, you're going to wind up with mozzarella stick fingers.
Don't want to do that.
So flour, knock it off. Egg, dredge it in. Is this one of those that you cook at home?
The chicken parm, no, we don't. But I'd like to. I'm a little intimidated by the process.
Really?
Doesn't look too hard. You make chicken parm, Al?
I do.
This is delicious.
This is amazing. Making your own breadcrumb is kind of a trick.
Yeah.
Too. Like you can really jazz up a breadcrumb really nicely.
And seasoning wise, we didn't do a tremendous amount in the flour or anything tricky like that.
No, I'm going to put
salt and pepper.
You know, you can put anything. If you're making your own breadcrumb, you can put anything you want: garlic powder, onion powder, oregano. Even a little more like Cajun spices. I mean, get creative with it.
How's Carbone here in the city?
Booming.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
I was there with you about a year ago. We cooked together. That was a highlight for me.
I know. You were my sous chef that time.
That place is so fun, man. If you guys get a chance, haven't been there, it is the best.
When do you want to come back and
anytime,
pick up
man.
A shift?
It's amazing the amount of business you guys do there. When you walk in Carbone, probably like what they do in Miami, it's just a transformation in time.
Ooh,
like, it's not even about, the cuisine is incredible. You know that when you walk in, but it takes you back to an era, to a feeling. It's like you're in Goodfellas. It's like you're in the movie.
Yeah. It's Leota walking.
Except it literally is Ray Liotta walking the Copacabana with the Steadicam shot for 5 minutes. It's that old thing.
Nobody dies, though.
Yeah, nobody dies.
Not yet.
So what oil are we
chicken
using?
Chicken parm. In canola oil, but then I also like to add a little bit of whole butter.
Right.
So we fry it kind of 50-50 whole butter and oil, and then aromatics. Anything you'd like. Little crushed garlic, rosemary, thyme.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor the oil. You can smell it. Like flavoring the oil.
Is this how you get it crispy? Because I feel like people want the secret to get there.
I always pan fry. We don't want to deep fry it.
Okay.
Right? It's too violent. It's cooking. It dries it out. This is like a really gentle, beautiful way of pan frying.
But the double fat, you recommend the butter and the oil.
Yeah, because as the butter starts to slightly brown, you're going to get those milk solids that are going to coat the chicken.
See, pro tip.
A little bit of nuttiness.
Pro tip, add the fat.
Really high quality tomato
sauce. Fat dad fall, Al, it's coming.
Fat dad fall.
High quality tomato sauce.
And so, yeah, the tomato sauce, you get the Carbone sauce in the market.
You can buy Carbone sauce, make your own. Yeah, no San Marzano.
You guys have free sauces out, right?
We have about 7 out now.
Oh,
yeah, we just dropped Alfredo.
Oh,
no one told you.
Nobody knew.
Yum.
Who knew?
This is delicious.
It's Fredo.
Thank you.
Fredo.
I like to leave a little bit of the outside.
Yeah.
I love that crispy. I love that crispy bite.
Okay, yeah, for crispy bite.
A little cheesy crispy bite. And then just like making a margarita pizza. Fresh mozzarella.
Yep.
I woke up early this morning and made this one for
you. I know you did, you liar.
A little bit of grated parm, because you can't have parm without parm.
And so it's just like a double cook. I mean, you're going to cook the thing, and then you're going to just pop this off to bake it off.
Just to melt the cheese, because the chicken's already cooked.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Is this a broil situation? What are we doing here?
I like to broil it, because I want it to cook quickly, because the chicken's already done. You don't want to dry it out.
Right. Guys,
it's
fantastic.
What a treat.
It's moist.
Right?
It's flavorful.
It's just perfect. Are you going to try it? You probably could do this. You can pull this off.
A little parm on top.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Chef, good luck in Miami. Congrats on all the success, man. It's always great to have you.
Appreciate you.
You are the man. There you go. Check it out today.com/food. We got the recipes there. Carbone Beach Supper Club on the Sand takes place if you find yourself the first week in May in Miami. Good luck getting a ticket. If you're an Amex Centurion card owner or something like that, you can get in there. But thank you, Chef. Appreciate you.
This was delicious. All right, coming up on Hoda and Jenna, star of the stage and screen, Tony Danza. We'll be right back.